I'm walking. Here's the knee and I'm talking. By you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me.
Here we are over here. Carolina Outdoors. No matter how you're listening, whether it be the airwaves of News 1110 99.3 WBT, or maybe you've joined in via podcast. If you've got the podcast app on your smartphone, digital device, log in Carolina Outdoors and you can join in. We break down all four segments of the Carolina Outdoors at jessebrowns.com as well for your listening pleasure. I was doing some research on our next guest, and one of the articles that was written up said that he ate 8,000 calories a day, including an entire sleeve of Oreos during lunch. That's not that astounding to me.
I had that before we got on the air today.
It's what he did when he was eating that lunch that is astounding. We're welcoming Joe McConaughey. He is the newest unsupported record holder of the Appalachian Trail through hike. Joe Stringbean McConaughey, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you for having me on, you two.
Well, we got all kind of questions and bumps and bruises along the way, but first we want to learn about yours. Tell us about this record-breaking feat that you just undertook.
Well, there's a lot to go over. But to boil it down in a nutshell, essentially, I completed the whole, and you'll probably hate me for this, but Appalachian Trail for the pronunciation there. But the whole Appalachian Trail from Georgia to Maine, and I did it in about 45 days and 12 hours, and averaging about 48 miles a day, self-supported, meaning I didn't have a crew or anybody helping me out along the way. I had to rely on, you know, trail towns and other resupply locations along the way to get food and keep myself going.
Roger that. Now, Joe, I can appreciate on many levels what you were up to and are up to. And as my wife likes to say, as it relates to ultra running, that's a long time to be with your thoughts. So now, I don't run with music or hike with music. Exactly. So what do you do with your thoughts over 45 days and change?
Well, it's actually some of the kind of like nicest time in my own head that I've had. You don't really get the chance to kind of like, I guess, zone out and not be distracted for such a long period of time. So I think a lot of the time I spent reflecting, you know, thinking about people I love or helped get me there, or, you know, really like what tub of pint of ice cream I was going to eat when I finished. To every single day, every single hour was super important. I was constantly, you know, nervous that I wasn't going to be hitting the time I needed or as far as I needed, or I wouldn't be getting the water when I needed it. So there's a lot of worries that you have when you're out on the trail that keep you always occupied. But then you also have a lot of free time where you're just kind of in, you know, in your own headspace. And I think I spent a lot of that time, you know, thinking about people that are close to me and how incredible an experience it was, because it really was, and I really was lucky to be there. And you also do a lot of stupid stuff. Like, I'm terrible with song lyrics, but I just like hum songs to myself, you know, to pass the time. So a lot of weird stuff, I guess.
I can appreciate that. Bill is still convinced that that line is, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy," but, you know, whatever. I'm not going to go back down that road.
You weren't supposed to tell that.
Not going to go back down that road again. But about your adventure, how did you come to the decision point to say, you know what, this is a box I want to check?
There's a lot of ways to answer that question. I think you have to be I don't know. There was never like a, I guess the closest like this is actually happening moment that I had was, it's something that I wanted to do. I did the Pacific Crest Trail, and I ran that trail self-supported in 2014. And after that, I was like, well, if I'm going to do another long trail like this, I really want to do it self-supported, because it's a little more authentic to the thru-hiking experience, I think.
Right.
And it was a kind of different challenge. And I was like, if I'm going to do this, the Appalachian Trail is, you know, like the sister trail to the PCT. So I was like, well, that would be something I would do in the future. But, of course, you know, I never knew that day would really come. And then I was kind of joking around with my manager, because it's something that's always been on the back of my mind. And she was asking me in like a meeting, she was like, oh, Joe, so what do you want like to develop professionally? Where are you looking to go? What are you looking to do? And I kind of, you know, had a few ideas and then kind of just splurted out, well, I kind of want to run the Appalachian Trail, thinking she'd have, you know, no idea what I was talking about. Her first question was, oh, that sounds awesome. We can maybe see if we can do that. What's the Appalachian Trail? And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
But she, believe it or not, was a huge champion for me and allowed me to get time off work, so I didn't even have to quit my job, and was just able to get some extended time off and do something that, you know, I've always really wanted to do.
Well, that's something important that we should bring up, because not only was this a record-breaking feat and unsupported and that sort of thing, but, Joe, you're unsponsored, so you didn't have people who were paying you to wear their logo, to wear their badge. This program is hosted by Bill Barty and DC Lucchese. We hang our hats over at Jesse Brown's local outfitter here in Charlotte. But anyway,
product placement.
Good time to bring that up.
But tell us how that works. Does that make your gig easier to go hit the trail because you don't have to worry about the business of the other side?
I think it's weird because, like, a lot of the ultra running sponsorships that are out there are really geared towards, like, top-level performances at top-level races. And it's doing something like this, like, you've seen Scott Jurek and Carl Meltzer and some big names go out and run the trail. But it was kind of, yeah, I don't know. It's funny to kind of be in the total reverse opposite of that field where, you know, I've done pretty well in some ultras and I did really well in the PCT, but it's kind of cool being unsponsored in a lot of ways. I do really like kind of like the freedom of it, and I don't really feel pressured to have a super intense race schedule at the moment. And I think I was really able to go out and make it my own trip. Not that saying, you know, when you are sponsored, I think you can get that freedom too. But yeah, I think it did make it easier in some ways that I wasn't beholden to anyone. And, you know, this was kind of my big goal for 2017. And I was able to just kind of go out and do that, you know, in the way I wanted to, which I was very excited about.
We need to do a little bit of a reset because I want people to understand who we are talking to. Joe McConaughey, the String Bean. String Bean is his trail name. We'll find out how that happened. He is the current record holder, 45 days, 12 hours, and 15 minutes of the Appalachian Trail. It's the fastest time. He averaged almost 50 miles per day for those 45 plus days. Tell us about the physical wear and tear that does to your body.
This conversation could go on for another hour.
I mean, have you been hypnotized? Do you get hypnotized before you take this thing on? That bone sticking out of your ankle there is not.
Don't even notice it. No, it's kind of crazy. There's I had all sorts of issue from, you know, skin infections to the kind of tendonitis and intense swelling around muscles to probably like muscle overuse tears, really in my quads was the worst part, to, you know, I had a case of rhabdomyolysis for a while, which you can Google that. I won't go into details about it, but I had everything from, you know, tough nutrition, hydration, weight loss, blisters on my feet, to a lot of like muscular issues. And it's something you just kind of have to learn to to take on the go. And the one of the worst ones was where my kind of left knee, I believe my quads swelled up so much, I can't even remember which one anymore, but I believe my left quad, the first time it got injured about 15 days in, swelled up to the size of a small grapefruit. And it stopped me from running for a good day and a half. And I just was able to kind of power through it and hike. And I hadn't had a muscular injury like that. So it kind of honestly scared me and you made me a little bit nervous for the overall attempt, but it took, 2 days of really intense walking. I was putting in like still 15-hour days, but through walking on it, it managed to figure out a way to heal itself. So the body is an amazing thing, I guess.
You can follow these exploits on Instagram with String Bean, Joe McConaughey. The String.Bean is the handle there. 2,189 miles, 14 states. through hiked the Appalachian Trail. Tell us how you document it, too, because you're having to backdate post to so people will not come help you, so it can stay unsupported. Tell us about that. You're not only hiking, you're also backdating social media posts and such.
Yeah, it was funny. I was pretty good at multitasking, where I was able to get a lot of footage on the run. But sometimes and it was a way to entertain myself, a lot of it too. But my buddy's going to make a documentary out of the whole experience, and so I wanted to get a lot of really cool footage. And so essentially, sometimes when I was bored, I'd even set up the GoPro, have it film, and go run off into the distance, only to come run back and pick it up, and I'd use that kind of footage for like an Instagram post to keep. It's pretty intense how you have to document yourself with I had a GPS spot tracker on me at all times, which would, you know, mark where my GPS location was every day. And then I'd also be posting kind of like Instagram pictures and other kind of documentation along the way. But I also had to use T-Mobile. And if anybody has a T-Mobile, shout out to you, because you don't get great reception. And I had to struggle to find reception. And then, yeah, I try to backdate post by two-ish days or 3 days, just to make sure. When you're doing it self-supported like this, it's pretty tricky, and a lot of people have fallen into loopholes with getting support or a lot of other kind of questions regarding their attempt. And I just kind of wanted to, you know, I guess really not make it as known to where I was, to make sure if there was somebody who, you know, really wanted to meet me. Essentially, the big rule you can't break is you can't have any supported aid that's planned or prearranged, and you're supposed to experience the trail as a normal through hiker would. So I didn't really want a big fanfare or people, you know, trying to meet me out on the trail to, you know, to say whatever, which is I love that kind of support. So it's kind of hard not to want to encourage people to do that, but it's just kind of something I felt like I had to do.
You are too cool. Joe McConaughey, the String.Bean, congratulations on being the fastest AT hiker on the planet, and thanks for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors.